As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Dude, Liam, I just saw your Spotify Wrapped on your story.
You Renaissance man! Hell yes! Kanye, Drake, Jack Harlow, Tame Impala? What don't you listen to? Sorry, I shouldn't even be looking you in the eyes. A top 1% listener of Drake? Congrats, bro. Seriously, congrats. Like, you earned that shit.
Good morning, sweet world, and welcome to the No Dunks Podcast on the Athletic Network. Friday, December 2nd, 2022. This is The Drop. I'm J.E. Skeets here in the Classic Factory, and alongside me, as always, that's Taz Mellis.
Podcast listeners, this is for you.
Next to him, it's the bearded one, my top shot hot boy, blocking shots at his run this morning, Trey Kirby.
Hey-o!
Hey-o! Great defense there, TK.
Yeah, my dirty little secret, Skeets. I hate defense because I think everybody can play defense, because unfortunately I can play defense. So if I can do it, anyone can do it. It's too easy.
And over yonder, making the magic happen, super producer JD.
Hello.
There he is. And here we are. Shout out to the stream team joining us live right now on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe, like, comment away, and share the show. Go get your No Dunks merch over at nodunks.com. TK, as promised, threw on the Ho 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 Dunks Young Santa hoodie, which is available at nodunks.com. I think it's still available.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this is a...
That's a classic.
Yeah, this is a classic. Gotta be available year-round. But December is the time to get in. That dank green.
That's right. So go to nodunks.com for that. Get in your questions and comments to nodunks@theathletic.com. You can hit us up on Twitter as well, at nodunksinc. On today's Drop Podcast, I think we got a fun one here. Tass, you got your worst of the week.
Yeah.
Nominees. Trey got new five-star Friday, which is... the best or your favorite reviews from the last month?
Quick turnaround, because we did the last one like in the middle of November. Luckily, the people came through.
Okay, great. Yeah. That's Five Star Friday coming up later. We got Rapid Fire Fun. We got Tweet of the Night. And we're going to build some way too early NBA All-Star Game rosters and debate some of the positions and maybe who's in and who's on the outside right now. We'll get to that in a second, though. But first, one game on last night, and it was Killian Hayes time, Tass, leading the Pistons to an overtime victory over the Mavericks. I wish we had the Kevin O'Connor, like, tasty guitar lick right now for any time Killian Hayes pops off. But he was a star of this one. I should have told you to grab that, JD, in advance. But anyway, what'd you think?
Because KOC loves Killian Hayes.
He does.
And he loves to lick a guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So, play licks, not actual licks. So
well, we don't know what he does.
Well,
spare time.
Well, yeah. He doesn't film it, though.
No, we haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, okay. So, anyways, Killian Hayes got it done.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was big shots, two big threes.
He did.
Well, he did. I mean, he's like, he's sort of, a big part of it being Cade out of the lineup. Yeah. You know, Ivy had missed some time. So, he was getting some, like, point guard duty here. And over his last four games, is averaging 16.5 points, 8 assists, 4 boards, 2 steals, only 2 turnovers, too, as, like, their main point guard. This is sort of important for a guy... besides KOC falling in love with, everybody was like writing off. I was like, this guy's a dud. This guy's like a bust. But he's eligible for an extension this summer because of that draft. And he's still, 21 years old?
Still young.
Only in his third year. And he hit two big three-pointers in overtime, and I thought he hit a couple of huge jumpers, you know, down the stretch in regulation. The Pistons gave it away at the end to even get to overtime. They should have wrapped it up after 48 minutes. But he was really, really solid there, scoring 8 of his 22 in the overtime period.
Probably the best four-game stretch of his career,
I would think so.
In year three. He's got to play with shooters. I think that's the key. Space it out for him.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. The good thing is that, you know, his usage percentage is like kind of slowly going up as the Pistons unfortunately lose ball handler after ball handler, but his shooting percentage is going up from the field and from three-point. Had a great game last night. He's probably not like a long-term starting point guard, I don't think. Certainly not for the Pistons when they got Ivy and Cade ahead of him. But if he continues to show some skills here while those guys are out, he should at least be able to stick around as their third guard.
Yeah, I liked what Casey said after the game. He's like, we need a point guard who can play quarterback on the floor. And Killian Hayes is our best playmaker. I think he's meaning that with some of the guys out of the lineup. But he's our best point guard. He's our best defender against point guards, which he is not bad at defense.
No, he's good.
And that's what we need from him. And, like, basically he was like, Casey was sort of firing back at, like, you know, you guys calling him a bust, or you guys expecting him to, like, be this lights-out shooter, because that's where he does struggle efficiently, you know, from three or even from the floor in his career. That's really not what we need. We need him to set the table and play good defense, and he can do that, right? At least he's shown it. So, you know, good game from Killian Hayes.
Good game from him. Disappointing from the Mavs perspective that they don't get a W against a team that's at the bottom of the standings. Which, the Mavs get up for big teams. There's no doubt about that. Once it comes playoff time, they will be feeling good. I think they'll be feeling ready. But sometimes with these sub-500 teams, they play to the level of their competition.
It was weird. They shot 53% from the floor, but only 48.3% at the free throw line. They missed 15 shots at the line in a game that they lost in overtime.
What do free throws do?
Holy crap. They win
games.
Yeah, they can lose you games. They had only shot under 500 on at least 20 attempts once in franchise history. Went 10 of 21 at the free throw line in 1998 versus the Nets. Did you want some real sicko trivia? Try and name some Mavericks players from the 1998
squad. Like Eric Dampier? Is he there? Sean Bradley? I was like,
Sean Bradley is definitely one.
I'm trying to think of terrible free throw shooters who might have been around back then.
Was Finley on the team?
So let me tell you about Damp. He was not on this team.
Maybe a Warrior still at that point.
Yeah.
I said Finley.
Finley, yeah, that's correct.
Dirk?
Yeah. No, not playing in this game, yeah.
That was when he was drafted.
It's very tough.
Oh, yeah, he was 98
draft. This was the starting lineup. You said Finley. Khalid Reeves.
Oh, that would have been hard. Yeah.
Cedric Ceballos.
Oh, a bucket.
AC Green. Chris Ancy.
Oh,
yeah.
Oof, former Bull.
Yeah. Sean Bradley, you said. And then Hubert Davis, Bubba Wells. And, I mean, that's basically it. Smocky Walker didn't play. Eric Strickland didn't play. What a
straight up guys. Those are just straight up guys right there.
They were brutal at the line that game in 98 versus the Nets, and so were the Mavs last night, missing 15. Ugh. Yeah, they're 10-11 now. This is bad. This is a very disappointing season here for the Dallas Mavericks with the way Luka's playing.
Yeah, I think it was the other end giving up 119 points in regulation to allow the Pistons to be there. Even if they miss free throws, you give up 119 points. That's kind of tough to win. You know, it's a lot of points to be giving up. So I think they have to be disappointed. Yeah, they're 10-11 in a Western Conference where it's, they're for the taking, but it sure feels like they'll be, you know, in the sort of the mix of the mediocre teams, and then we'll have to play a lot of playoff series on the road. I know we're looking way ahead, if you want to separate yourselves, beating the Detroit Pistons on a night when you've got the NBA spotlight on you, there's no other team, no other games happening. Mm-hmm. So it was unfortunate for them.
All right, let's get to making some super early All-Star game picks. Let's build the rosters. A few notes before we get into it. One, the All-Star game ballot from the NBA officially, it's probably right around the corner. Like, those things usually drop in, like, early December, and we start getting into first returns and stuff like that. So, yes, we're getting ahead of ourselves, but you watch. It'll be, like, next week.
They've done it on Christmas before, haven't they?
Is that one? Yeah, maybe, yeah. And I think it's important to note, excuse me, I got a frog in my throat this morning, that we're not trying to predict who's going to be there in February in Salt Lake City for the All-Star game. It's like, if the All-Star game was tomorrow, who are the 24 guys? Who are the 12 reps from each conference?
The All-Stars from the first quarter of the season.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I just want to make that clear. We're not like projecting here. And because of that, because this is about like who's going to make the team right now in our thought exercise, injuries and games played have to matter. So it's going to take some big names off the board, in my opinion. I sort of have like a borderline, like it feels okay to play like 60 to 65% of your team's games at least. But when you get under that, when you're like getting a lot closer to like you've missed over half or just played over half, I think it's like a little too many games miss.
So I like that. I like that arbitrary percentage.
Yeah, I mean, you got to pick a number or not.
50 is too low. You know, just half your games? Nah.
The number for me was 11. If I saw 11 in a game games played, I was like, ooh, I don't think so.
Yeah, okay.
Seems too low.
Okay, well, then I think you're probably agreeing with a lot of the names I've had to leave off.
Sure, yeah.
So in roster building here, we're doing 5 starters, of course, 2 guards, 3 forwards slash centers. It's Biggs. It's Smalley and Biggs, 2 and 3. And then the 7 reserves, I prefer, I guess, like the idea at least of 3 guards and then 3 bigs and then a wild card. But, you know, I'm not tied to that. If you feel like there's like way more better guards in, say, the Western Conference than there are forwards, then who cares? We'll figure it out. All right. So let's start in the West. Injuries. We're crossing off Damian Lillard. He's only played 11.
Yep.
That's right. 22.
That's exactly
right. Half. Okay. Well, maybe you'll disagree. I got Desmond Bane out of the mix, having only played 12 of 21, and he's injured, like, currently. And then Karl-Anthony Towns, I'm taking out of the mix, too, because he's currently injured. I mean, if this game was tomorrow, he's not playing. He's out 4 to 6 weeks with a calf strain. Those are the 3 big, big names that I'm just saying aren't going to be in the
Sure.
Mix. Okay, so the starters. Okay, this is interesting. The guards, there are 3, I think, for 2 spots that you got to debate who gets the starting spot, if you care at all. Steph Curry, Luka Doncic feel like the 2 locks, but man, does Devin Booker have a case to be made to be a starter? All 3 are going to be on this team, but like, can you convince yourself Booker, because of the team's record and how he's played, over one of those 2 guys?
I've got Booker as a lock to make the team. The thing is that, you know, it's going to come down to voting. Surely Steph and Luka will be the 2 starters. It is hard to take them off of your starting team since they're like 2 of the top 4 in MVP voting probably right now. But Booker has played at starter quality, and the Suns are obviously the best team in the Western Conference, and he is on a run right now where he's looking like the best guard in the Western Conference through his past couple of games. So yeah, there's definitely a case for Booker, but he ain't gonna win the vote.
Sure. Yeah. And you also do you really even care about, like, did the guy start the All-Star game?
Yeah, okay, yeah, man. I care about honors.
Okay.
I love an honor. Who can forget Pau Gasol versus Marc Gasol jumping center?
Yeah. It was a special moment.
That was a special moment. First time ever. 2 brothers.
Yeah, but you never really remember. Like, down the road.
I know. I'm honestly guy was trying to think of what year it was.
Of that. It was 2016 because we interviewed them.
Yeah,
oh, no. Which one was the New York? And which one was the
Brooklyn?
15,
right?
Yeah. Because we went to Toronto the year after.
Yep.
Which yeah, was okay, 15. Yeah. I always confuse which one was cold and then the other one was cold.
Which one was colder?
Yeah.
So it was cold in New York and then even colder in Toronto.
It was cool. We got to interview Pau and Mark together.
Yeah.
And then they jump ball a couple days later. That was,
I thought you were going to say, it's like my all-NBA argument. It's like 20, 25 years from now, when we look at Devin Booker's All-Star game selections, we don't get into the nitty-gritty of, yeah, but how many did he start?
No.
Like, we'd never do that.
Listen,
so it's
this
like,
is
you're on the team, you're on the team.
This is the toughest position to start in basketball in
right
terms
here.
Of the All-Star game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the Western guards.
Okay.
There is no, there's no shame in being the 3rd guard to Curry and Luka. And that's what I think the case is here.
Okay.
Him and Ja, you can get in the conversation there. But those are the 2 guards that are right behind Curry and Luka.
Would you have, you'd have Curry and Luka as the starters?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
If you want to get inventive, and I think that this is where...
There's
3 forward spots in the Western Conference, and there's not 3 definitive locks there are at the guard spots.
You're right.
Jokic is there, and then after that, a lot of questions.
So you're thinking maybe a Curry, Booker, slide Luka to the 3.
Yeah.
To one of the small forwards.
Because a Booker taking the spot of, basically he's taking the spot of like the second best forward behind Jokic. So it's like a Zion, Markkanen, Jeremy Grant, AD, Anthony Edwards.
Yeah.
So that's fine. That would be the inventive part, but that ain't happening.
Yeah, okay. I do like that thinking, but...
It doesn't matter. They're all going to make the team.
Totally.
They're all going to have a little star. They're all going to get the zip up. Which I want. I want that all-star zip-up.
Mm.
It's probably going to be a zip-up or, you know, clasps, maybe. But it's a jacket, and I want it.
Okay, we'll try and get you
I
one.
Can't wait to get it.
All right, the forwards starting in the Western Conference. You said one already, Joker.
100%.
Put it in pen. He's there once again. And then, yeah, it is a little difficult right away here to pick two forwards. I have put down Zion Williamson, averaging 23-6-4 on a good Pelicans team. I think, you know, he separated himself a little bit from Ingram and McCollum there in terms of the star as the Pelicans. He's shooting nearly 60% from the field. He's played 75% of the team's game, so there's that. I went Zion and I went Anthony Davis. And I didn't feel great about it because of their record, but holy shit, this guy's averaging 26-13. He leads the league in rebounds. His PER is nearly 30. He gives you basically 2.5 blocks per game. He's got to be close to the leaders in that. Best he's ever shot, efficient-wise. So I think it's AD. So I think it's Zion, AD, and Jokic as the starters. What do you got?
I'm a sucker, Skeets. Okay. I got LeBron as a starter. Honestly, year 20, this is simply a tip of the cap to the king. But I had Jokic and Davis. I had a Pelican making the team. I was willing to hear cases for both Zion and Ingram. I'm with you. I think Zion's like a tiny, tiny bit ahead.
Yeah.
So yeah, bump him up as a starter since LeBron's been missing a little time.
Yeah, he's played 14 games of the Lakers 20. That is 70%, so it hits our quota.
But he hasn't been the best Laker.
I could not. Sorry, did you have then Zion and LeBron and Jokic? Or
no, I had Jokic, LeBron, and AD.
Oh, see that? I hear you. It seems nuts.
It does. It does. But
yeah,
it's not LeBron and AD's fault that the Lakers suck.
Mm. Okay, I couldn't get to no. two Lakers in this.
I agree.
That felt weird.
I can't get to two Lakers on the team.
On the team.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay.
I mean, they're 8-12, which is a lot better than they were a few games ago.
Yeah, sure.
But no, I have a problem putting both of them on. AD would make the team, yes, because he has been very good. He hasn't missed much time. Mm-hmm. Well, LeBron has. But LeBron will get his games in before this. The forwards, it's up for grabs.
It's very difficult with the forwards. Okay, let's do the reserve guards in the West, though, because this is a lot easier. In fact, I just put four in there. So I gave the wild card to, you know, the other one. Hell, we might even have to add another guard if we can't get to the forwards. But Booker, because we didn't have him in the starting lineup. John Morant, you said. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And De'Aaron Fox. I have six guards in total when you count Curry and Luka. Is there anyone you're like, I don't know. Or it should be McCollum or a Simons or somebody else over those six guards?
I like those six guards myself.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, I think that a Blazer is going to make the team. I've got Lillard out as well. He'll probably be the guy come All-Star time, and he's had some more games. I like an Anthony Simons case, certainly, but I think the six guards you named are the guards
right now. Okay, yeah, okay. So we have three forward spots open here, or bigs. Okay, he has LeBron in the starting lineup. You're not even putting him on the team.
Well,
I have my
listen. There's for me Jokic, Zion, and AD can start, I guess.
Okay, so those are the three locks, though.
Yeah. Listen, I'm taking six guards. So six guards. I'm picking six forwards, essentially. I think Markkanen should be there.
Yep.
As a reserve, and then I think there should be a Blazer on there at this point of the season. Is it Simons? I went with Jeremy Grant.
Yeah,
so
no issues with that.
So then there's a sixth spot for me. There's one more forward spot or whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
So I think there's 11 All-Stars: Curry, Luka, Ja, Booker, SGA, Fox, Jokic, Markkanen, Zion, AD, Grant, and then I went with Trey's opinion there. The argument of an honorary pick for LeBron. Why the heck not? Especially because no one like Anthony Edwards or Paul George hasn't been overwhelmingly phenomenal.
Right.
Yeah, it's an honorary pick at this point. So that
it's an honorary pick, but I mean, in the games he's played, LeBron still puts
26,
up like
26-8-6.
Yeah,
he's balling.
Yeah, it's like just odd that it's like a down year for him in terms of shooting the ball, right? Over the last couple seasons.
Yeah.
Those numbers for anyone else, you're like, oh yeah, guaranteed. Like we're like Lowry Markkanen, he's a lock, 22.5 points per game, 8.5 rebounds.
Exactly.
You know, like compare it to LeBron.
On a winning team.
He should be there. I agree.
On a winning team.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're not taking another Jazz player. You're already taking another Laker. You're taking two guys from a losing team. It's not their fault, but at the same time, I mean, you're taking two of their starters.
Yeah.
It's got to be somebody's fault on that team.
And Lowry Markkanen, he's deserving of being there if it were to happen tomorrow, this All-Star game, for sure. And we'll see if he can keep it up and the Jazz can win enough games to actually make it come February. But he's shooting 53% from the field, 40% from deep on six attempts per game. And, Yeah, he's been a revelation, and he's in the running for most improved and all that.
I heard the best availability is ability. Nope, the best ability is availability, and he's playing every single game.
Yeah, 24
every
games.
Single minute.
He leads the league in games played.
Yep.
There you go.
Just because the Jazz
proves
played
your point, Tass. The best ability is not availability.
That's right.
Ability is the best ability.
That's
I'll
fair.
Take 14 games of LeBron over 24 games of Lauri Markkanen.
That's why it's the dumbest argument.
Mm.
The best ability is availability.
So what,
LeBron
could play one game and like he's
there
a
has
star?
To be, no. Okay, the guy yeah. has to play basketball.
It's like fourth or fifth best ability.
Okay. So it sounds like we're trying to focus in or zero in on Lauri Markkanen, we're saying is on this reserve squad as a forward. Jeremy Grant, it feels like we're all thumbs up for that. And then it is that final one. It's LeBron, or it's who else? Who are the other? What about this guy's? Paul George.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Anthony Edwards. We don't have a Timberwolf on there. If it matters,
I don't mind.
Not at all.
Sabonis, I think is
Sabonis,
a borderliner.
I think he's overshadowed a little bit because of Zion, and he's missed time. But Brandon Ingram has great numbers.
Yep.
On a good team, and then the only other name, DeAndre Ayton.
Nah.
I looked at his stats.
Yeah.
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 They're
he's
good.
He's not even as good as last year.
Man, the DeAndre Ayton hate from you is real.
What? No, it's not.
It has been. I've noticed in the last couple days.
You don't like facts? He's not as good as last year.
But he's good.
Yeah. So is Anthony Edwards. You guys just shot that down.
Anthony Edwards is not deserving of an all-star spot over DeAndre Ayton, who have the best record in the league. Well, I mean, you're always saying, like, oh, we should reward these good teams. I agree with that. But, like, so why not a second son?
Anthony Edwards is a good basketball player. I mean, he's averaging 23 on fine percentages.
What's his availability?
Yeah. So.
Anthony Edwards, unfortunately, is like, he's a guard, first off, and he's going to be like the ninth Western Conference guard in the mix, in my opinion.
Okay.
No, well, so I just don't think he's even close is what I'm getting. I didn't have him on my list about what about this guy's. Yeah.
Oh, well,
yeah.
You don't like scoring. you'd rather have DeAndre Ayton? That's cool.
No, I think he just deserves a little nod. I don't think he's going to make it. But I think it's LeBron or Paul George. That's that final spot for me. Lauri Markkanen, Jeremy Grant, and then one of those two guys. And it's going to be LeBron. He's going to be an all-star for,
he will
what,
start.
20,
yes.
20 years?
19. Didn't make it as a rookie, right?
Oh, 19, yeah. All right. Not
That's
a bad
Kareem.
Looking team.
That's the Kareem run right there.
Hopefully we came to a decent agreement there.
I think the West is not easy, but I think it's easier than the Eastern Conference. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of, like, you're like, okay, I guess we got to consider this guy, but, like, has he had an all-star year? Not really. All right, let's go to the East. Injuries. Ooh, this hurts, Tass. We got to take out Siakam.
What's the number?
He's played 11 out of 21 games.
Mm.
Right now,
it's over
we got to take him out.
he's on my team.
What? Oh, wow.
Well, you got a lot of average guys that, you know, maybe it played 75%. Would you rather have an incredible Pascal Siakam at an MVP level? Or would you have a very good player for 75%?
So rules are rules until they're not?
Well, what's 11 of 21? That's like 57%.
I took him off the board. He's always played great when he's played. Jimmy Butler, same thing. You know, it's like right around the borderline there.
52%.
And then Tyrese Maxey. He played 15 of 22 games, but he's out for like 3 weeks right now. Because of the foot injury. So, like Towns, it's like, well, he's injured. Like Bane, he's injured. So, okay. Okay, you got Siakam in the mix.
That's...
So, starters. Let's go with the forwards. This is like the reverse, I thought, of the Western Conference. So easy.
So easy.
But I think there's like four names for three spots
there
for the
are.
Forwards.
Yes,
yeah.
There are.
So, that's why it's like the Western Conference guard spots. Tatum, Kevin Durant, Giannis, and Embiid
mm-hmm.
are the four bigs. So who got bumped to your reserve?
Kevin Durant got bumped to my reserves,
okay.
Personally, just because, you know, I think Giannis and Embiid are big guys. Tatum is more of a wing than those two are. Mm-hmm. And I've got Tatum ahead of KD right now so far this season. The best way to do this, though, would be able to bump Jason Tatum to shooting guard. Because I think
right.
the second guard in the Eastern
cool.
Conference,
it's
that's
tough.
A tough call. That's the hardest choice here.
Okay. Before we get to that, are you fine with... KD coming off the bench, or do you think
I
he
have,
should be starting over
I
like
have Durant
Embiid?
Over Embiid.
Yeah.
He's played in 9 more games. I think that's pretty significant to this point. And, yeah, Embiid, yeah, the effort level wasn't there, even though he could be an MVP candidate at the end of the day. But
okay.
14 games compared to 23, yeah, stupid numbers. They both deserve to be there and will be there.
Okay. So Tatum, KD, Giannis, that's who I had as my starters, and I had Embiid off the bench. But, man, holy crap. 31 and 10, 5 assists for Embiid. He's played 14 of 22, which is like, I don't know, 65%, something like that. So he's played enough games. The guards starting in the East. I had Donovan Mitchell as a lock.
Yep.
Yes, you as well.
Yeah.
And then it was like, who do you go for the second guard? I put down Tyrese Halliburton.
That's what I did too.
Trey, who'd you go with?
I was debating between Jaylen Brown and Trae Young.
Jaylen Brown's nice.
Yeah, Jaylen Brown is having an underrated great season right now because Jason Tatum is playing at an MVP level, but he's been right there. I will say that the complicating factor is that he might actually be a three for the Celtics.
Yeah, he plays like
they start
two-thirds
guards,
of his percentage.
Right? Like they start, who they've been starting, Marcus Smart and Derek White. Like those are their guards, I suppose. But he's guardish. He's kind of like a Jimmy Butler. Is he a guard or a forward? Who knows? And then Trae Young, it's weird because the Hawks feel like they've been a little bit of a letdown. You think Trae Young doesn't have any good stats, but he's averaging 28 a game and 10 assists.
I know.
Yeah, he's definitely
kind
on
of
the,
hard to deny.
He'll be on the team no matter what.
But
yeah, he'll make it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's all a preference thing with your second made-up starter's guard here.
So you went Halliburton?
I went Halliburton, okay. Sure. He's been really great at what he does. He doesn't score like Trey. He doesn't fire it away like Trey, but his team's better.
Mm-hmm.
You can argue he's got less talent around him than Trae Young and still has a better record than them. So, yeah, it's more of a feel thing. He's getting the most out of his boys.
Okay, yeah. If we don't cheat and put Jaylen Brown as a shooting guard, then let's go. Let's just go for the sake of this argument with Halliburton and Mitchell. And then who are the other guards, the reserves? Is Trae Young on everybody's roster? 28-10 despite, a down year and a disappointing record-wise from the Hawks.
It feels like a similar thing which happened to Trae a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
You know, started slow a couple of years ago when they went to that playoff run. There was debates as to whether or not he would be on the All-Star team, even though he had ridiculously good numbers. It's the same sort of situation, unfortunately, for him. But yeah, he makes it.
Okay. Who are the other, let's say, just two guards right now? Is it Darius Garland? Is it Drew Holiday? Is it Bradley Beal? Who else could you throw in the mix there? It's not inspiring list, I'd say.
Yeah.
Guards-wise, I don't have a lot of guards on my list. Yeah. I've got Halliburton making the team as well.
Okay.
What's OG Anunoby? Is
he's
a guard?
He's a forward.
I think the Raptor call is a tough one because I think Siakam has been their best player.
Yeah.
But OG, he's got the availability out there. I think Jalen Brunson maybe gets his name thrown into the mix. And DeMar DeRozan is having a great season for the Bulls as a guard. He started as a guard last year. That'll be weird. That'd be a great Sporkle quiz. Starting guards in the Eastern Conference during the 2020s.
Yeah, yeah. Because
it's
some random ones.
A lot of different names.
Yep.
Yep.
So who are you going with then as your reserves? Just give me three guards on your team at least. Trae Young.
Backup guards, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, Jaylen Brown has to count.
I'm just going to count him as a forward, though.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. But when it comes to reserves, things get all jumbled.
Oh, I know. Okay.
Anybody can make the team. There can be a referee on the team, and we wouldn't notice. Now, Jaylen Brown is on the team, along with Trae Young as backup guards for me. I think Garland can squeeze in. He's got the seniority because he was an All-Star last year. That always helps.
They're top of the Eastern Conference standings, too.
You have to take a Cav. I know Mitchell's there, but I think he might sneak in as a reserve, especially with the whole just sort of, that guy's good. The All-Star.
It's tough. The
Brunson, the Beals. Where do you go?
It's very difficult. If you have Halliburton and Mitchell starting as your guards, and then you have Garland and Trae Young, it's like, who's the third one? It's Beal, Holiday, Murray, Brunson, or DeRozan. I think you guys have said all the names, and it's like, all five of those. I'm like, yeah, I guess. Maybe. I don't know. It's like Drew Holiday I would really make a case for, but I know we're going to get to Brooke Lopez, and then it's like, now we're putting three?
I didn't
Milwaukee
consider
Bucks.
Drew Holiday.
Yeah,
really.
Okay. So I'm going to go...
DeRozan, 26 a game, 52% from the field.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, it'd be a lot easier if obviously the Bulls just had a 500 record or, a little bit better. It's weird that the Knicks are better than them. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, we'll sit on it.
Half a game better?
Yeah, I guess it's that close, yeah. Okay, the bigs. Embiid is there. Jaylen Brown will just slot in there as a forward. And then let's say there's two more with a forward and a wild card spot. I can throw a lot of names at you.
There's a lot of guys.
Let me just do it. You said OG
yeah.
or Siakam if you get rid of, the games played issue. Brook Lopez. I know you guys are big Brook Lopez fans. We've been talking about him a lot this year. Bam Adebayo with the Heat, even though they're disappointing. Kristaps Porzingis, a sneaky case maybe. Kuzma, maybe, but probably Porzingis over him. I doubt Julius Randle, but his numbers aren't terrible. It's not all-star numbers that he had the year where he was hitting 40% from three, but it's not last year's brutal numbers. It's like somewhere in between. Anyone else I'm forgetting from the bigs list in the East?
No.
Want to make a cake song? Okay, so who are you going with?
Where are we here? A backup big? I think the sneaky ones that get in for me are Brook and Bam at the end of the at the end of the Brook Bam bench in the All-Star game.
Okay.
I think they both deserve to be there. Brook is doing everything. He is a monster, but Bam is also doing everything. He has been phenomenal. So yeah, I think they both deserve it. And they both not only play like bigs, but Bam is a ball handler out there. I mean, he is creating out there.
Yeah.
And he's their best defender. And Brook doesn't do as much offensively, but obviously defensive player of the year stuff and an incredible shooter. So I think they both belong.
Trey?
I got Lopez in for sure. Probably defensive player of the year thus far in the season. He's doing it offensively as well. And then I've got, if you're choosing between two guys, it's Bam and Porzingis for me is kind of the last big there. And I'm giving a little bit more credit to Bam because like you're saying, his game has grown a little bit here. And there's nobody else you would make a case for on the Miami Heat at this point with Butler missing nine games or whatever he's missed so far. Whereas Porzingis, you're like, you could make a tiny case for Kuzma. You could make a case for Beal.
Yeah.
They seem to have other options as well. Whereas Bam, it's like, he's kind of been doing it all for Miami since Jimmy went down.
Yeah, I think you guys are right here. It's like, I'm debating between Brook Lopez, OG, and then maybe Porzingis for like my final like almost wild card spot. On my reserve team. And like Brook has the defensive case, but you could say the same thing about OG, who's been, you know, one of the best defensive players, especially on the wing position. And then does he do a little bit more offensively? He was asked to, obviously, when Siakam was out for a good chunk of time, even Fred VanVleet. So, man, do you have $2? Do you just have a representative more from some of these teams that are just sort of middle of the pack? Does that make a case for Jalen Brunson? It's tough. The East is really difficult. I would almost say it's too early to do this thought experiment. You know, when you really think about it. But let's hear from you on the stream team. It's always fun. What I wanted to do this because, you know, and I'm guilty of it. We're guilty of it. Like, it feels like every fourth player after a big game, we're like, all-star case to be made. All-star, and then you start adding it all up and you're like, well, there can't be 50 all-stars. So let's really try and narrow it down to, you know, at least 24 to 28 names. And I think we're there. I think we're there right now, but things can change in a hurry in this league. Watch DeMar DeRozan have a couple 40-point games, a couple game winners coming up.
Oh, and suddenly you think he needs to have more 40-point games?
Yeah, I mean,
he's already had several.
I think more than the 40-point games, a couple game winners.
Needs a game winner. I would love a game winner. That's how he got the start last year,
I
do believe.
That's a big part of it. Absolutely. All right, let's hear from everybody in the stream team. Everybody listening, watching later, build your rosters or yell at us. Who we blatantly omitted, didn't even mention, or didn't make strong enough case. We'd love to hear that. We'll take our first break when we come back. Worst of the week, nominees.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, back here in the Classic Factory, a little drop podcast fun. It's time for Worst of the Week.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Worst of the Week.
Three nominees for Worst of the Week this week, and the first one I don't think we've ever had as a nominee in the 18 years of the show, the National Basketball Referees Association specifically. This is a first, baby. If you remember, November the 4th, Spencer Dinwiddie of the Mavs took to the podium after the game, and he said referee Tony Brothers called him a, quote, bitch-ass motherfucker. That's what he did. He called him that, apparently. So he said that. We all thought, well, that's odd. A referee using an expletive towards a player. They're supposed to symbolize, you know, just professionalism. Never heard of that before. Well, this week it was uncovered by Mark Stein that the Referees Association forced Brothers to miss a game assignment. But there was no formal announcement because it wasn't a suspension without pay. So it's obviously they admitted that's what happened to me. That they admitted he missed a game because of what he did with Spencer Dinwiddie. He got paid and essentially had a night off because the NBRA didn't want to bring attention to it.
So as Trey, I think, tweeted, his punishment was having a day off, but getting paid.
Paid day.
Yes. Not a good punishment.
Yeah.
No, not good. It's not a punishment. It's a nice thing to do for somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also staying out of the vitriol of Twitter as well, because it wasn't announced by the Referees Association. So the clips didn't even really come back. You'd assume if a referee was suspended for a game, that the clips would start coming back. Well, let's bring it back up. Let's go see Spencer Dinwiddie again. You know, the investigative work would happen again, and Tony Brothers would get some hate, but he got none. I guess the National Basketball Referees Association protecting their guy in a way.
Yeah.
But it's unfortunate. And the whole thing's unfortunate. The lack of professionalism by Tony Brothers. Again, it's not 100% confirmed that that happened, but he had to sit down, according to Mark Stein's reporting, who obviously is in the know. He knows. Mark Stein knows what's going on.
Do you think Dinwiddie was ejected the other night? When he popped Poole in the face for the high elbow, the flagrant two that caught everybody's surprise. We're like, whoa, flagrant two for that? Driving to the net? Was that, you know, carryover?
It was
part of the referee brotherhood. Sticking up for brothers, the brothershood.
Is that what they call it?
Yes.
That's cool, actually. Yeah.
I'm just throwing it out there, putting my tinfoil hat on.
All right, second nominee, Kelly Oubre Jr. of the Charlotte Hornets. The Hornets were down big to the Boston Celtics, but that didn't stop Kelly Oubre Jr. from doing a little showboat. They're down 30, to be exact, and then he scored in the lane, and then he did the too small celebration that's happening all over the NBA. Again, down 30, pops one in. They're now down 28. Oubre drops a too small one. Really, he was bigger than his defender, but anyway, it doesn't really matter. And I'm not sure what happened afterwards. The crowd in Boston was saying something to him. He gave him a little heart gesture with his hands. That was the heart gesture, right? I think
he
was.
Oh, he did there? Yeah.
The second part of it, yeah. Love you, bud. Or whatever it was. everybody's got a score in the NBA. And Oubre's. Guess how much Oubre's averaging this season?
18?
Yeah, almost 20. 19.7. Pretty high.
Actually, a lot of points.
Yes, it is. Somebody's got to score on the Hornets.
Yeah, but the issue is to maybe don't celebrate when you're down 30.
Well, that's it. Yeah.
Why not? Guy was too small. It's muscle memory. You score a basket, you're used to celebrating every single one. You don't know what the score is up there. Yeah. Get your celebrations out.
I'd say if there's anybody who doesn't know the score, it's probably Kelly Oubre. I'm guessing. Just guessing. Kelly, you're having a good season, but you know. Either way, third nominee here, the Los Angeles Lakers. They also made a mistake on the court, but it was pregame. Pregame intro video this week featured the video from last year. What?
Oh, yeah.
So just to give you the picture here, they do their videos a little differently in LA. It's a curtain/screen hanging from the video board, and they project, you know, their pregame video onto it. And
hype videos?
Yeah, and last year's contained Carmelo Anthony, Malik Monk, Kent Bazemore, all the players who were there last year. But they were projected on a board here or on the screen this week. What's up with that? Just that. How does that happen? That is really strange. This is game 10 at home or whatever it was for that to happen. Thanks to Kevin Terstellar and Harrison Fagan on Twitter for noticing that and putting it up on the internet.
So it's the files are named very similar. They're side by side in the computer, and whoever was in charge clicked the wrong one. Like, that shouldn't be by each other. Like, it should be. I'm surprised
last
they keep
years.
It. Yeah, blow it away or put it on a hard drive somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's got to be what happened, right?
Some sort of click-click
yeah.
problem by somebody. But a weird one because...
Laker, like, it's like Lakers intro video 2021 yeah. and Lakers intro video 2022.
V3 final
yeah,
complete.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
yeah.
Wrong one. My bad. They should have run the 1920 video when they won the championship.
Well,
get everybody excited.
Yeah. Oh, you said 1920. I'm like, well, they had videos back then?
George Mikan out there?
But this is, yeah, again, game 10, maybe in the first game, which would have been even worse.
Yeah,
but,
we have footage of George Mikan. JD, I'm putting you on the spot. I know.
No,
now you don't have it. All right. All right.
Way. JD blows away the stuff we don't need anymore. Right. He's not
that would have been great if you had dropped that, though. It would have been very funny. All right, so who gets it?
Who gets
I
it?
I guess it's the National Basketball Referees Association.
Yeah,
suspend the guy. Make it clear why he was suspended.
Exactly. We wouldn't have known that it even happened if it wasn't for Mark Stein. Plus, I mean, you can throw in the carry factory that's going around in the NBA right now, the travel factory that's going around in the NBA right now. I think that's all part and parcel of the refs blowing it in November.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point.
You're going to be keeping track of all the travels in December if they start dipping down? Or are you just going to leave that to Tom Haberstroh?
No. Yeah, I'm sure Tom Haberstroh will come through. I started following Dev in the Lab on Twitter.
Yeah.
I used to only follow him on TikTok because the guy gets buckets. Mm. But now his thing is just going through clips of everybody who isn't Jordan Poole and saying, carry, travel, travel, carry. Just calling himself the snitch ref.
I did see that.
Because anytime somebody posts a highlight, you're like, oh, sorry, that's a travel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's no
so that's
fun.
Funny.
It's no fun calling carries.
No,
or
it's
carries.
Not.
But it's like you stop the video when Luka has the ball there. Of course, the video stops. You're like, oh, carry.
Yeah, looks
of course
like
carry.
It, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're carries. But come on. AI carried too.
Let the boys walk. That's what I say.
Let the boys walk.
Our feet and our bodies move a lot faster than when Mikan was on the court.
Let him carry.
You think Mikan was ever called for a travel?
No.
Probably
they
not.
Hadn't invented traveling yet.
Yeah, I don't.
You can't travel when you're wearing a belt. You gotta take it off when you go through security, of course.
All right. Let's hear from everybody out there.
I liked it.
Is it the Referees Association getting
NBRA.
NBRA. Yeah. That's what it is, but it's weird. Like I hate doing it with the Players Association. NBPA. It's just tough to say. It doesn't
Isn't it roll the NBAPA? Technically.
What did I say?
Well, you dropped the A, the association in the middle.
No, it's NBA, it's NBPA, Players Association.
I thought technically it's NBAPA.
Whoa. When you say that, it's almost like I'm hearing you say MBAP. I don't know why, but you are saying MBAPA.
Oh, I guess it is the MBAPA. No, I'm saying NBAPA.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you are saying it. Good. You're saying National Basketball Association Players Association,
yeah.
which
oh,
it's not.
Double association.
It's not. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
MBPA. Weird. Oh,
that's good. MBPA, NBRA. That's great. That's really great.
Okay.
Travel. Call me on something, man. Why are we talking about the acronyms?
Let's go to Five Star Friday. Yeah, it's back. Best reviews.
Oh. Did we have this intro the last time?
Thiago Alves.
Everybody looks almost like an actor in that to me. I'm like, that's almost Vin Diesel. That's almost
yeah,
Michael Caine.
That's how they got
but
the
not
gig.
Not quite. Exactly. Looking for a Michael Caine type. Please stop by. Okay, Five Star Friday. Every first Friday of the month, sometimes the third Friday of the month, we will read five-star reviews from Apple Podcasts because y'all always leave great reviews and they help us in the rankings and we love to go up the rankings. Our first one comes from Piston Chris. Reliable old pod. Five stars. Been listening to these guys for a dozen years, and it's by far my favorite podcast. The consistency, dedication, and passion is clear. Hope you go for another 15 years.
Wow.
Reliable old pod. I like that.
R-O-P.
Reliable old
pod.
It's a compliment.
It is a compliment. In today's podcasting world, it's nice to have a good old reliable that you can just throw on a 90-minute classic. Every day of the week. You always got us. We're always there for you.
Availability.
Yeah, that's our best ability.
Availability.
It ain't our ability, I'll tell you that.
I like that.
It ain't our podcast.
You think we'll be around in another 15 years?
I don't know. That's a long time.
That's a long time. 2037.
You're telling me I'm sitting here and I'm 57 years old talking about
Kyle Kuzma Jr.
carries. You know?
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Imagine the crazy moves people will be doing in 15 years. I bet you'll be allowed to take 3 steps by then. Mm. Mark it down. We'll come back to it in 15 years. We'll see what's happening. Our next one comes from Derek Warren. Title, come for the basketball, stay for the... Not sure what it says.
Cut off.
Yeah, not sure what it says. Five stars. I started watching these guys as the starters in my first period as a junior in high school. And their daily live streams are still how I start my mornings as a senior in college. Skeets, Tass, Trey, and JD bring inside the NBA levels of insight and craziness to discussing roast beef, beans, birds, eclipses, and everything Luke Kornet and the Boston Celtics are up to. They also talk about all the other teams. Even the Indiana Pacers. That's from Derek in Cary, Illinois.
Cary, Illinois. Is that nearby where you grew up or no?
Let me see here.
I've never heard of it.
Cary, Illinois. It didn't ring a bell to me, and then I was going to look it up, but it's in the Chicagoland area.
Okay.
Yeah, so he probably has some family who are Pacers fans. A lot of Pacers content this year.
Cary, right. Illinois. They love travel.
Cary, Illinois. Cary.
Thanks to Jeremy for the assist.
That'd be a great video, Derek. Go out to the water tower and carry. I'll retweet it.
You're getting one retweet.
Is he carrying water?
Yeah. Or
is he carrying basketball?
Yeah, you went a different path there that I didn't think you were
going to
take.
Oh, he's just going to the water tower where it says carry on the water tower. He's going to video it and say carry.
What about this? Let me propose this. Go down to the local pickup run and just call carry on everything.
I like that as well.
A fit, like referee, jersey, shirt, whatever, whistle, and just call a carry on every single play.
Just call a carry every single play.
Because you're in Cary, Illinois.
I love it. Derek, you have a homework assignment. Sometimes that'll happen if you leave a review. You never know.
All right,
our next one comes from JoeCool97. What is this podcast? Beans! Banter, entertaining, abundant noise, sickos. Above all, it's a classic. I like this, except for noise. What's that all about?
Joe.
Noise.
Yeah,
maybe he's referring to the boom on our mics we had for a while.
Oh, when we were when we'd hit the table.
We had the mic stands and they would just reverb a little. Or
sometimes the furnace is left on. Or there's gurgling behind JD.
The
there is a lot of random noise. Trains going through, leaf blowers every once in a while.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
There's noise.
He's right. He is right. Our next one comes from Podcast for Life. Woo!
For life.
Earworms. 5 stars. On a recent classic, Skeets sang Pass the Dutchie. And ever since I finished listening, the song has been stuck in my head. The only suitable form of payback? 1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today. Thanks, Tom. From San Diego.
On a recent classic. That was 2 days ago.
I was actually surprised to see how recent some of these reviews were. Pretty quick turnaround.
Yeah, because that was talking about Dutchie, and I just slipped in a Pass the Dutchie. I don't even think you guys heard me.
That's where it came from.
We were talking about Darren there and his hot bod. Did anybody ever clip that and send it to him? Dutchie? No?
All right. I guess we got to pass it to him. Final 5-star friend. See, man, we've been doing this for, you said 18 years? I thought it was 16 years.
I didn't say 18.
I thought it was 18.
Yeah, you definitely said 18.
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I didn't, I think.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
18th season.
Yeah, that's it. It's 18th NBA season.
I said 18.
Yeah. 18th season.
Okay, cool.
Not years.
Oh, the cars for kid, like the jingle, the earworm. Do you think we're going to see somebody do that at their wedding? Bring a group together to sing? Because we just saw the O'Reilly Auto Parts. Which I thought they did an absolutely abysmal job in that clip.
Completely blew
it. Did you
see
the clip?
No, thankfully not.
Oh. You saw it.
100% I saw it.
It was disappointing.
I have to imagine they hadn't rehearsed or anything. They're like, hey, look at this. We got all the O'Reilly people around. Let's go sing the song. Sure, we can do it. It's easy.
Yeah.
We all know it. But they didn't know the notes.
No, they mailed it in. Yeah.
Not great.
Auto parts. Okay.
Final 5-star review comes from Drop Lover. The title is Lee Ellis Protege. 5 stars. I have a world-class idea. You should get Steph Curry to replace his mentor Lee Ellis on the pod. I'm Sure, Steph's got endless stories about his eclectic life being an NBA player just like Lee did. Wasn't sure if you had considered this or not. Hope this message finds you with ease.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a great ending.
I hadn't considered it. But the reason that this actually made the podcast is the second part this from Drop Lover, who says, "And you know I'm waiting for the next Capono. Sincerely, Dick Knows, the load manager. Drop Lover, official Jason Capono mentions 12. This guy has been carrying on a five-star Friday review bit for at least 3 years.
Wow.
And once a year, we're going to mention one of these reviews asking for Jason Capono on the podcast. If you want to hear and see all the times he's been mentioned, Drop Lover here has it written down. And it seems like it's always about this time. There's one, you know, in December of last year, October of the year prior, very early in the season, comes through with the Capono tracker.
Wow.
So
I'm surprised he doesn't come up more around All-Star Weekend talking about a three-point
win. It's a great point.
Win. Didn't he have one of the greatest like scores, I think, there for
very
a
high score
in the,
yeah.
the three-point contest?
Two wins, no? Or just one?
Did he win two?
Capono?
I mean, there was a stretch where everybody was winning two in a row. Yeah, maybe he did. Let us know there in the stream team. Did Capono win 2 3-point titles? I thought he only won one, but
I just want to say his name again.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil things for the Drop Lover here, but I do plan on referencing Jason Capono with regards to a current NBA player at some point in this season.
Let's guess the player, Tass.
You can guess him. You can guess him. I'll give you hints to the player.
Kevin Huerter?
100% right. great job. Here's the reference.
Damn, that's good.
Kevin Huerter is shooting like Jason Capono and looking like Jason Capono. Because I haven't seen a guy who started wearing a headband and the way his hair flops is critical to wearing the headband. I think he put a lot of thought into it, just like Jason Capono did.
Capono was a headband guy for times in his career.
At times,
The time. He did win 2 3-point contest tasks, 07 and 08, so that is when they were like back-to-back winners a lot of the time. Good call. He played in Greece at the end of his time.
I remember that.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Didn't wear a headband then.
In Greece?
No. I remember those days. He wore a napkin, though, serviette. He danced with it. He danced on the floor. He was a showman. Kevin Huerter is better than Jason Capono, though. I'm fine with the headband thing.
As a player overall?
I love my Kev.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay, just had to defend him there for a sec.
Nice.
Do you know Jason Capono's parents' names? They start with a J, that's why I'm asking.
Jumper.
John?
Oh, I was going to say, don't overthink it. Not John, but what would you think the
Jim?
No, there's one more.
James?
No!
Joe?
Joe. Got there. You guys got there.
Joe Capono.
And then good name. Your hint
sounds
for
like
the mom's name is a famous artist.
Jewel?
No.
Frida.
I'm going to give you this. I'm gonna
is
give
it
you
a J name as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so a famous artist mixed with
Jackson.
The artist. Mixed with one of the starters in our All-Star rosters. That's the full name of the artist. Joni Mitchell.
Nice one. Nice one.
All right, we got to take a break, man.
Yes, we do.
Holy crap. We're talking about Jason Capono's parents. Where does that count in the tracker?
This is going to be a huge day for the tracker.
Man, we got the whole Capono family going here. I'd like to find out if he has siblings, because you got to assume they start with a J too, right? If he has them. We'll look that up during the break. We'll be right back.
Danielle has taken up painting. Oil painting, acrylic painting, other painting. I don't know what it is, but it's just incredible. If I can convince her to open up a Shopify store, I know she'll be hearing the Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, just do it, to the first real life store stage, see, you made a sale, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage? How about that? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap, offering outdoor outfits, or paintings, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From the all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Here's some information. Just like entrepreneur David Scott Martin of Antique Candle did for No Dunks on Shopify. How about that? And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/nodunks, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/nodunks now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/nodunks.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.
All right, we're back here in the Classic Factory, and we were right. Jason Capono, his parents, both starting with J, Joe and Joni. I said, does he have a sister? If he has a sister, you can basically guarantee it's going to start with a J. Jillian Capono. J's. Now, do you think they did that, knowing they were going to have some sharpshooters in the family?
Nominative determinism. I think you're absolutely right, Skates.
Never heard that before. That's good.
Joe probably had a jumper.
Joe Capono.
Joni probably had a jumper, too.
Joe and Joni.
So they,
that's
so they were
awesome.
Like, yeah, let's keep it going.
Let's keep it going.
Joe, Joni, Jason, and Jillian. Shout out to the entire Capono family. Okay, pick 'em results from last night. There's only one game, and, you know, we picked it. And Tass was the only one to go with Detroit, that +7.5. Obviously covered. Were you getting, like, were you concerned at all when they, like, blew the lead, and then you're like, ah, oh, damn, now it's going to overtime, and it's like... You could lose by 8 in overtime to Delta.
The overtime rule is bogus. The line should be called at the end of regulation.
Yeah, you've always said that.
Well, it should.
You're very consistent with that. But anyway, you got the win because they won, thanks to Killian Hayes there. So Tass is 1-0 in the month of December, and that's an L for Trey and I, who backed the Mavericks. So what's tonight's game? I know there's a lot more to pick from than just one.
Yeah, it's a good night if you like basketball. 11 games. A lot of good ones. 76ers, Grizzlies, Pacers, Jazz, Nuggets, Hawks, Heat, Celtics, Raptors facing the guy that they should have traded for, Kevin Durant, wow. And the Brooklyn Nets.
There's some good games.
Nice Bulls, plug. Warriors, as well as, yeah, that one I just threw in
yeah,
there.
What?
Not the best. But
just
yeah.
Don't get blown out, my sweet boys. My sweet boys, keep it close.
Aesthetically is where I think it's going to be good. It's going to look good.
Oh, yes, the Bulls. So Bulls in red and maybe yeah. some blue or white, I guess. Let me check the lock.
In the Chase.
Vision.
Yeah, in Chase Center. I don't know if the Bulls are wearing red. I won't be as excited if they're wearing white because you never know. But can you tell the night of?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, yeah. Tass. I'm looking at
Bulls,
it right
keep going.
This second.
It's towards a lot.
Yeah,
I thought wearing black, I bet.
Okay, one more scroll here. We got a blue and red matchup.
Ooh. Yeah, should be good.
Golden State Warriors in their blue Statement Edition jerseys, Bulls in their Icon Red. That's going to look real nice.
Should look real excellent. Great. But we're going with another big line like yesterday. The Bucks hosting the Lakers. Bucks are 8.5-point favorites.
Oh, wow. Trey Kirby going with Milwaukee.
Yeah, this is Lou Alcindor over George Mikan.
Well, interesting, because Lou Alcindor went on to become Kareem Abdul-Jabbar
Lou Alcindor never played for the Lakers.
Wow. Well, it's crazy. Makes you think. Okay, and then you're taking, you like the Lakers here. Keep it close enough.
Yeah, the Bucks aren't spanking.
That's the thing.
Teams.
Yeah.
They are not.
No, they're winning.
Yeah.
They beat the Knicks.
Chris Middleton is back.
Yeah, tonight. And I like,
coming
actually,
off the bench, do we know? Is he starting?
I don't know.
Unsure on that one.
Yeah,
they're gonna throw them off a little bit.
Yeah, they're just gonna throw them off. That's why I like the Lakers to keep it close.
Okay.
They've been playing better.
Okay, it's a big line. Big line for Trey to get the win. Bucks got to win by 9 or more, and obviously Tass and I are hoping the Lakers keep it closer than that or straight up win.
You happen to know what the line was for that Nuggets Hawks game?
No, sir.
Oh, I'm going.
You going down,
going down
to the fortress tonight?
Going down tonight as a Nuggets fan, believe it or not.
What?
Excuse me?
Going with my couple of buddies, one of whom, it's his birthday, and he's from Denver, so we're going as Nuggets fans. There's been rumors that there will be three of us in a Birdman jersey. three separate jerseys.
You own a Birdman?
I don't, but he said he has three of them.
Oh, wow. Oh, you're getting on the broadcast for sure in Denver. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know about that because I bought tickets on Black Friday. Great deal, but I was thinking I'd be able to get the lower bowl. Guess what? Sold out instantaneously.
Oh,
so we're in the upper bowl. Where the birds
belong. Where the birds belong.
Well, that's going to be confusing, too, if you are doing this at the game tonight because, like, the Hawks are the home team. Ooh, but you're wearing Birdman Nuggets jerseys.
I'm just going as a fan of birds tonight.
You can always swoop down to the lower bowl, though. Just walk on down if you want. Find some seats.
That's what I thought.
There will be some empties.
I'm pretty excited. Speaking of
two
birds.
And a half point line, by the way. It'll be
okay. There you go. Wow, that's kind of close, I think.
The Nuggets are favored by 2.5.
Yeah.
That's surprising.
They're good.
John Collins is out. We forgot to mention that a couple weeks.
John Collins, yeah. And DeAndre Hunter.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Speaking of birds and basketball. Mm-hmm. I'm going out to my first G League game this Sunday.
There we go.
I'm going down to see the College Park Skyhawks.
Also a bird.
Yeah. And there is no upper bowl there, so I'm lower bowl, baby.
They just have a one-level nest.
That's right. I'm excited.
Who are they playing?
You know what? They play the 905 on Saturday, and I think they play the Boston team, so the Maine Red Claws.
Red Claws?
Yeah.
Cool.
That's who I'm going to watch.
Oof, the Red Claws and the Birds. The Birds are going to be swooping and grabbing up those Red Claws.
That's right, baby. All right, Tweet of the Night. Let's do it.
Tweet of the Night. Wow.
Did I just see Langston Galloway is on one of those G League teams?
Is he?
Love that guy.
So I love that man.
He's going to be back in the league.
I've met that man for 5 minutes.
He's a great guy.
One of the nice guys I've ever met.
He's a great guy. He's also met an animal friend of ours, Ben Lyons. He's friends with Ben Lyons, who is also a great man and animal.
He's a great man, too.
Anyway, Tweet of the Night. I knew we'd be going long, so I kept it simple.
Okay.
Good move.
From Lang Whitaker.
Oh, you mailed it in.
Oh, you better believe it. I mailed it in, but I'm also doing the show a favor.
Okay.
Keeping it short, Sally. From Lang Whitaker, the tweet reads, Friday, yes. Now, there's a dash between fry and day. Yeah. I guess that's just how he hears it in his mind. I don't know if there's a reason behind that.
He does it every Friday, too.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, that is a long-running Lang Whitaker bit.
Scheduled, you think?
I don't know. It said 8:10. Could be. I would think yes. He does do it every Friday.
That way you don't miss.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's 8:10 Central. I did see it 9:10 Eastern. I don't know. It probably gives you the time in your time zone. Anyway, who cares?
I've always wondered that.
It must. Happy Friday to everybody out there.
It's like Jesus. He always does avoid the bookings, beloved. That's right. Yeah. Now, is he scheduling that? What are you guys doing with these?
Let us know.
Yeah. And then I think I think you should leave one of the meme accounts. They always do the photo tray. It's a Friday
night.
It's a song from the when he's at the funeral or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Or the person who does, ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great one.
The person who tweets that.
Yep.
They schedule, I'm sure. But you can't schedule because, you know, there could be could be a crisis going on. Could be you don't want to throw that up in the middle of something
of a risk.
Going on.
Sure.
Right. So, especially on Twitter, crises every day.
Yeah, there is. All right, let's end this drop podcast with some rapid fire fun. Trey, you got the questions. We got the answers.
Yeah, don't worry, Tass. These will be quick. Fly right by. Yahoo's Jake Fisher tweeted this week that Sacramento Kings PR claims that the beam, quote, stretches further than the eye can see, end quote. That's a big beam. What's something you guys saw coming from a mile away, Skeets?
You're just going to have to trust me on this, but years ago, I saw it coming from a mile away, the proliferation of advent calendars. 10 years ago, correct me if I'm wrong, 10 years ago, the advent calendar, tiny chocolate, maybe a Bible verse, and that was it.
That's right.
All that was in them. Okay? That's all we had.
What's in now?
Everything, Tass.
Everything.
Everything is a specific advent calendar.
Gotcha.
Let me tell you. Everything. Wine. whiskey, dog treats, obviously little mini toys, maybe Lego, hot sauce, advent calendars, bath toys, National Geographic gemstones, stickers, Funko Pop figurines, luxurious beauty advent calendars. I think they really kicked it off, if I'm being honest.
The luxurious beauty genre?
Yeah. Yep. Little creams, little fragrances, and then they started making an advent calendar for everything.
I love it.
Anyway, I saw it coming.
Oh my goodness. We have so many advent calendars. We have 6 advent calendars in my house. 4 humans.
Oh, Jesus, man.
A dog and a cat one? Twisted stuff. Taz, yeah. What's something you saw coming from a mile away?
Well, it actually kind of relates. I have an advent calendar from my cat. I think Nora
from
brought
your cat?
No, for my cat, sorry. Did I say from?
Yeah, I thought you said from.
Well, yeah, she brings us so much joy. She also gives us an advent calendar.
There are so many advent calendars that they're making them specifically for cats to buy for their humans. That's how many there are.
Anyway, what I saw coming from a mile away was after we put up our Christmas tree, I knew our cat would be all over that tree. Yeah. So I had my squirter ready, my squirt bottle, to teach that cat a lesson. She's too fast for me, so I was way too late with the squirt. But she was all over every part of that Christmas tree.
Do you have a real tree?
I'm ready to squirt her. No, we don't.
Oh, interesting.
I always thought
cats liked real trees to climb up them and stuff, but
they like every part of it. They like just hanging ornaments.
Yeah.
That's big. That's big. They like a hanging plug. They'll mess with that.
National Lampoons. Cat gets fried in the tree. Hilarious scene.
Great scene. Oh, I'm watching that this weekend for sure.
Oh, they just did a 24/7 marathon, I think on TBS, where it was playing all day.
I love it.
A lot of sap here. Little full. A lot of sap. JD, what's something you saw coming from a mile away?
Almost nothing. Everything hits me usually when it's usually way past by the time I see it. But I did see an accident almost happen. Well, it did happen. I saw it coming a mile away. Lincoln, he was a toddler. I may have told this story before. Got out of the bath. Water everywhere, all over the floor. Then he started pissing all over the floor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was a toddler.
Yeah.
Laughing his ass off. And I was, you know, a few feet away from him. I was like, "Hey, man, just quit it, because you're gonna slip. You're gonna slip." And he slipped, and he fell right into the toilet. The seat was up, and he fell into the toilet. And I was like dead on the floor. Like I couldn't even help him. I was laughing so hard, and he to this day has never forgave me for laughing at him. Like, I think like at daycare that week they were learning like you don't laugh at other people's pain and suffering. And it was one of the funniest things.
Falling in the toilet.
If it had been water and he slipped and fell into the toilet, still funny. But it was pretty much his own piss, right? Like that he. You know, and he was just with reckless abandon, laughing his ass off, just pissing everywhere. This is hilarious. And he fell in the toilet, and it was just a goddamn chef's kiss. And I saw it coming from a mile away. I tried to warn him. He didn't listen to old dad, and he fell in the toilet.
Did you try to flush?
Oh, I should have. I should have just flushed it. just to see the look on his face. But, yeah, seriously, never been as angry. As
wow.
He was, this is not funny, dad.
Oh, yeah.
How old was he?
15. No, he was. He must. He was a toddler. Like he was.
Yeah, but like he has that memory. I mean, like
oh,
when
yeah,
he started.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, he started talking early. He's a genius. That kid. So.
He's a genius that pisses all over the floor.
Well,
and falls
yeah.
in the toilet.
He's using all his brain space on learning to talk.
Yeah.
That's the thing, though, man. You never know which memory is gonna stick.
Exactly.
You never know which one's the core one.
Yeah.
Moving on. Spotify Wrapped dropped this week, and guess what, fellas. A lot of people spent a lot of time listening to a lot of stuff. Thank you to everyone who had No Dunks as their number one podcast this year. And a smaller thank you if we made your top 5.
Hey, so we weren't kidding about not retweeting ones where we were like 3rd or 4th.
Oh, if there was another basketball podcast ahead of us, no chance.
Yeah.
Number one or nothing, suckers. Anyways, besides work, what did you spend the most minutes doing this year, Skeets?
Yeah, it's a boring answer, but it's a true answer. Listening to wrestling podcasts while walking the dog. I do a lot of that.
You do know a lot about wrestling.
I don't watch a lot of wrestling, but I, for some reason, really enjoy listening to people talk about wrestling. It keeps me in the loop.
Can you, like, imagine them in the squared circle? Like,
yeah, you know, it's funny because, like, fun visual? For the WWE, I guess, most of the wrestlers, so I know who they're talking about, but then I'll listen to ones about AEW, and I almost know nobody besides, like, Mox and, like, MJF, and it's like, so they're talking about, like, all these wrestlers that I have no idea what they even look like, and I don't know. I guess I'm imagining it myself.
The characters?
Yeah.
It's like
yeah.
a book.
I like that.
But I love post-wrestling. A couple Canadians, John Pollock and Wei Ting. They're great. And I'm a big fan of David Shoemaker and Kaz with theirs. And nice. Cheap Heat is one of my favorite podcasts.
Peter Rosenberg?
Yes.
Is he still the guy?
And Dip on Cheap Heat. Brian Dipperstein, I think is his real name, but they call him Dip. He is one of the funniest people across all podcasts. This guy makes me laugh nonstop.
Funny.
Everything he says is hilarious to me. So, yeah, just listen to a lot of these while locking the door.
I thought when you said post, I thought that was another wrestling league for there for a second.
Yeah, it sounds like
there's
it.
A lot of wrestling yeah. leagues out there.
No, they're in Toronto. Based in Toronto.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. You know who does work with them? I'm drawing a blank. Philip Chertok does, I believe, MMA work with them.
That guy.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
the other Phil.
Yeah, the other Phil.
That guy. He posted his hours listened to podcast. He was in the top. It was like 250,000 minutes or something,
wow.
which is like the top 0.1% of the world. I don't know.
You know what?
Crazy. Something
you
ridiculous.
You know what? I saw that. I did see that. It's Fishbulb, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Instagram. Yeah. It was a crazy amount. It was the most I'd ever seen.
It's like, are there that many minutes in a year? I guess so.
Has it playing on repeat maybe or something.
Well, it's working, I guess.
Yep.
Phil Chertok to me is like an AEW wrestler. I hear his name on a podcast all the time. No idea anything about this guy, what he looks like, but I feel like I know him.
Yeah.
Phil Chertok, good guy, listens to a lot of podcasts.
I've seen him at our party in Toronto at the All-Star Weekend. He had black hair. Curly.
Oh, okay, yeah, I got it. Yeah, the one with the black
Sorry.
Hair, yeah.
I shouldn't have told you what he looked like.
This changes everything.
Yeah.
Tass, what did you spend the most minutes doing this year?
Well, not just no dunks, no breaks, no buffs, no bunts, but I listened to a lot of podcasts with No as the first name, like No Clue. You know that podcast? It's a crime podcast.
No.
No Boo. It's a restaurant podcast. And No Foo. Mr. T podcast. Mr. T is still doing stuff.
Wow.
So I'm on a billboard.
Mr. T.
Still making money.
Mr. T. You're the top 1% of Mr.
Yes.
T podcast listeners.
Well, it's just a loop. It's just a loop of him saying, I pity the fool.
It's interesting. I don't know why about that joke. For some reason, when you said No Boo, I thought you were going to be like a ghost podcast or
sure.
something like that.
No, but it's a
paranormal
it's about
activity.
A, yeah, it's
but it's about
the
restaurant.
Japanese
yes.
restaurant scene.
Of course it
in
is.
In Atlanta. Specifically.
Anyway. JD, what'd you spend the most minutes doing this year?
Yeah, it's, you know, dad mode driving. I just drive my kids places. Rachel has it way worse than me, but basketball, jiu-jitsu, band practice, the band gigs, okay. drama ensemble.
Wow.
Choir practice, regular school, the gym. Like, it's non-stop. Lincoln 16 now, he's going to get his license wow. hopefully this summer.
Is that good or bad for you?
It's freedom.
Like, you'll be
it's,
pumped. Yeah,
it's,
yeah, yeah.
yeah, that's it. I'm done.
Yeah.
My Uber career will have come to an end. Well, until 2 years when our contract expires, and then I'll be Ubering again, but for real.
I've said this before, but your oldest especially, your kid is Max Fisher.
Yeah.
From Rushmore. Little,
yeah, pretty much.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like he dabbles in everything.
Yeah, he's got
and
his
he's good at
in
everything.
It. He's
yeah.
pretty he's yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He's yeah.
Do
he's
they
great.
Have do they have crossover? Like do they do
they're in the same band.
Okay, there
that's
we go.
It.
Yeah, that's right. Same band. Nice. Well, that's everything else though, you're going to two different events.
Yes. Yeah. Drum well and but there's drum lesson.
Sure.
That's just Jack.
I mean, you guys are getting... That's coming for you guys.
Yeah,
it's not
yeah,
already
yes,
here yes, for you two.
Yes, indeed it is. Yes, indeed it is.
Yeah.
Luckily, we're going to one place at a time right now.
Yeah.
Except for Wednesday nights. Gymnastics and basketball.
There you go.
You know how it is. Remember awkward family photos? I took one with my family. Just kidding. Anyways, the OG meme account just posted an Instagram of
yeah.
a family completely decked out in 1990s NBA jerseys posed next to a ladder.
What a pick.
I know. This is so good.
Can we name the jerseys? So is that Kemp, Shaq? I'm guessing Barkley. Is that Robinson far right? Then we got Weber. I think that's a Larry Johnson, too. And then who knows who the Dream Team
is? Who knows on the Dream Team? Okay. You can't see it all.
Those are like from the 90s, like the seven most popular jerseys.
Exactly. I was like, it's got to be a Jordan USA basketball jersey because that's the only thing missing from the
90s. Yeah, I guess the Bulls. You're right.
Saw people trying to say that the Suns jersey was Cedric Ceballos.
It does look weird where the three
is. Where the three is strange, for sure.
But it's Barkley.
It's got to be.
Yeah. I have that jersey.
Look at the mom's earrings. Phoenix Suns.
Cool. Wow, Sunburst
logo earrings. This is a great look.
Why is the ladder there? Just to put their hands on it.
Like, we need some kind of structure.
And the one foot up from Robinson, the admiral in the back. He's like the captain.
That is pretty funny.
The Captain Morgan over there.
We've been talking about getting some new promotional photos taken of the boys. Right. It's been a while since we've had our pictures taken together. What group outfit do you think we should wear, Skeets?
Well, I gotta say, I was absolutely pumped when I saw Tass walk in this morning with a little bit of denim on. Because we gotta take a denim shot. And when we all put our denim on, both jeans and tops, we're laying down like this and recreating this classic awkward family photo of a family, for those listening, lying on top of each other, all wearing denim.
What a stack up.
So we got to figure out the stack. I think Kirby, obviously, at the bottom being the biggest. Uh-oh. You're going to have some weight on you. And then maybe a JD Tass, Jerome and me, I think. I don't. Am I
probably
bigger
right
than Jerome? I don't know. So, no, I think I'm on the top.
Yeah, you got to be on the top.
So we'll be doing this soon in our finest denim.
That's amazing.
Beautiful spot.
Yeah, but I mean, you got a lighter denim on today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Denim on top and on the bottom. That's what I appreciate of that photo.
Yes.
Denim. denim.
Classic Canadian.
Yep.
Cam Stewart.
Tass, what group outfit should we wear?
This was tough. I went with Star Trek.
Wow.
Yeah. I think we could pull it off. I like the tightness showing off some middle-aged bods. I think there's enough. I wanted a diverse one. You know, somebody can wear the futuristic glasses, whatever the hell those things are called.
Yeah. Okay, so we're talking next generation.
Yeah.
There's a lot of eras.
Yeah, there's a lot of eras. I'm not familiar. I think that's the most classic of the generations.
We could get Dub or Steesh to give their input
art direction.
Because they are huge Trekkies.
Yeah. So that's all I got.
Okay.
Dibs on one of the weird heads. I want a weird head if we're taking these photos.
Klingon.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, wow. Full makeup.
Yeah.
Got you.
You got to be, I guess, Captain.
Captain?
Kirk. I don't know. Who is it?
Spock.
There's a Kirk. There's a...
Well, who?
Janeway, Picard.
There's a Picard.
Oh, Picard is who I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Bald cat. I was hoping for a Worf. I wanted to be a Klingon, too.
We could both be. Should they have more than
there's
one?
There's multiple.
Yeah. Somebody's got to be Spock.
Well, now you're mixing your generation.
Okay. live long and prosper, man. Jesus.
JD, what's a group outfit we should wear?
You know, I'm all about comfort, and I love a plaid, clearly. And I love a Guy Ritchie movie, so I want to get these gentleman tracksuits. The tracksuits from the film. The Gentleman.
I'm in.
I think they're cool. They look super, super comfortable. Like, I want every single one of these.
They're very cool.
I'm surprised they didn't catch on. Maybe because The Gentleman wasn't such a big hit.
I was going to say, what is this? What are
Colin
you talking
Farrell,
about?
Right?
You never seen this?
No.
Oh, it's a pretty good movie.
It's a movie.
It's solid. Oh, yeah, okay. It's a Guy Ritchie movie. Colin Farrell is the head of this gang. These are minor characters, but they all wear these tracksuits, and it's... Yeah, I just think they look cool. I don't know. I'm an old man, I guess.
Put it on your Christmas wish list.
Yeah, maybe I will.
All right, Jerome is chiming in here on Slack. He's very into these plaid jumpsuits.
Oh, great.
There you go.
Yeah, I actually saw a jumpsuit that Desmond Bain was wearing. I commented. It was on an NBA Instagram photo. I commented. I said, well, that isn't something about the jumpsuit. Then the company replied to me, this is what they are.
Oh.
Jump on over.
Okay.
So maybe we, and I saw them and I thought, whoa, not cheap.
No, these things are really expensive. Yeah, like, yeah, and I'm not actual ones.
Yes. So what I'm saying is we should be sponsored. Because yeah. I'm not buying a full jumpsuit, I don't think, ever.
No.
Top to bottom.
Yeah, well, it's not a jumpsuit, it's a tracksuit. There's a top and a bottom.
I didn't. Yeah, tracksuit. Right. Yeah. The jumpsuit. The term jumpsuit is
It's onesie. One.
Yeah. Oh, it's a onesie.
Yeah.
Okay. Tracksuit. Yeah. That's what I meant. Anyway.
I can't believe nobody in their answer here for Rapid Fire for this final one went with the good old Noggin Boss.
Yeah.
No dunks. Custom. Giant hats.
I love a hat. I love a big hat. But I'm not wearing one of those.
No. Wow.
Even for the. Even for the clicks.
For the clicks and for the gigs. Sure.
For the shits, gigs, and clicks.
Shits, gigs, and clicks.
What are we doing for?
Anyway, right. Check out The Gentleman. It's great. I mean, it's not great, but it's good. It's solid. It's a solid
Netflix?
Movie. I don't know. Oh, maybe.
One of them?
It's one of them.
All right. That's Rapid Fire. That's The Drop Podcast. Had a blast. Hope you did as well. If you did, leave your boys a 5-star rating and review. You never know. You could find yourself on the next 5-star Friday when we get into 2023. That's month. Crazy.
That's the next month.
Crazy.
January 6th. Oof. Yeah. I don't like saying that out loud.
Yeah, gotta change it.
We'll do it the day before. So, everybody joining us live right now in the stream team here on YouTube, thank you. Hit that like button, subscribe if you haven't. Tell your friends about the show. Got a couple good podcasts earlier this week. I already told you yesterday, but Is This Good? I got a chance to listen to yesterday. I know traded as well. Special guest Jackie Tone. No, that's not Is This Good? That's Is This Good. Yeah. The special guest, she's an actress. Jackie Tone. Hilarious. Yeah, I think the fine. Best guest you've ever had.
She's goddamn delight.
Yeah, and I'm saying that as someone that's been a guest. In fact, all of us have on Is This Good with Matty O and JD. But she was very funny, and the topics were great. So highly recommend you seek that out wherever you download and listen to podcasts or on YouTube. Is This Good? Really, really funny. We also did a No Buffs Survivor recap podcast yesterday, recapping episode 11, which was a fun one there. You see, Tass was mentioning this at the end of yesterday's show, the last gasp challenge. Got to hold your breath as the tide comes in under the grate. How would you do in that, Tass?
Who knows?
Good? Yeah, you good in the water, in the ocean?
Nah, but to me, it's not even... It's not about the ocean. That's just about mental resistance.
That's true. That's a good part of it.
You're not swimming. You're just gasping.
Yeah, but do you like...
It's 100% about the ocean.
Do you like water over your ears and then over your face? Holding your breath?
It's about the ocean. Not really. I think, it's about water. It's about water.
Air?
50%. It's about air. It's about air. Can you hold your breath? Well, they were holding their breath for... over a minute at times, like nine when the tide.
I don't think so.
No. Yeah, this was a big debate on yesterday's No Buffs.
Trey was saying like 90 seconds.
Well, I'm just saying there's certainly a time where you see Cody underwater for 30 seconds. I counted it. I rewatched last night. And I think there are times where like if you don't time your breath perfectly, you go up and try and take another breath. Oops, still water.
Yeah.
I think someone.
I think we're like in the, like. JD is right in that it wasn't longer than 90 seconds, but Trey's not really wrong that it was very long.
Yeah.
Like, probably maybe a minute or whatever.
That's long.
Close to that. Yeah. Yeah. Especially when you're lying on your back like that, trying to win individual immunity to stick around and make it to the final six.
JD's just, you're one with the water.
I like the water.
Oh, yeah. He said he would win this.
I've actually changed my mind. I think JD would not win it.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
It's all about the confidence going in.
Yeah,
I love being in the water too, but I'm too scared thinking about it.
Yeah.
Ahead, and you're just like going in Owen style. Yeah. I'm gonna crush this.
Yeah. JD,
that's the key.
When JD said he would win this, I was like, well, that means he's winning it because JD is not one to be like, oh yeah, I'd win this, I'd win that, I'd win that.
This is the only.
Yeah, I've never heard you even say that with such confidence. So yeah.
There's no puzzles. There's no thinking. There's no running. There's no climbing. There's no lifting. It's just
lie in the water versus and hold the breath. Water.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me versus the water. Anyway, we had a blast talking about that episode, so go check out No Buffs. We'll be back on Monday. NBA weekend winners and losers. Let's hear from you all weekend long. Tweet them in at No Dunks Inc. That's INC on the end. Your winners and losers. Try and make your case, and maybe they'll make Monday's show. Guys, have a great weekend. We'll see you next time. Clipper Bros.
You heard it here first. Have a great time. Turn up. Love you guys. Awesome.
Thanks for joining us. And remember, you can't schedule ahead your Happy Friday posts. We just saw what happened with January 6th there. Can't do it. Don't do it. Doesn't make sense.
Embrace the weekend, people.